You know, it is so difficult for me to comprehend that this vastness of what we call our universe, at least this one, was as smaller than a pinhead. I mean,
it is mind-blowing, but yeah. The problem is the evidence is unfortunately all around us, you know. I mean, first of all, we look out at the universe.
There's no way that theory is wrong, then, you're saying.
I'll tell you what we know, and because, you see, sometimes there's what we know and what we speculate on top. The galaxies, you know, the building blocks of our universe, I mean, we live in the Milky Way galaxy, but there's billions of others. They're all flying apart like pieces of cosmic shrapnel. So we can kind of, in our mind, we can run this expansion backwards like a movie in reverse. And we come to a time about 14 billion years ago when everything, as you say, would have been very small, you know, maybe smaller than a pinhead. Okay, what's a prediction of this? Well, when you squeeze something very small, it gets very hot. I mean, if you squeeze the air in a bicycle tube, it gets hot. You know, in a bicycle pump, it gets hot. So the prediction is that if this is true, then the Big Bang was a hot Big Bang. Well, if it was hot, there was nowhere for the heat to go because the universe is all there is. The heat would be bottled in, so it ought to be around us today. And it is. It turns out that 99% of the light in the universe is tied up in this afterglow of the Big Bang. We can't see it because it's actually invisible light. It's what's called microwaves, the kind of light that's used by a mobile phone or a microwave oven. But it turns out that if we had microwave eyes, if we looked at the, you know, when we look at the sky, we just see visible stars. We can only see visible light. If our eyes were sensitive to microwaves, we would see the whole of the sky from horizon to horizon, this is at night, glowing brilliantly white, because the whole universe is still glowing with this afterglow from the Big Bang. So those two things, the universe is expanding and there's this heat absolutely everywhere in the universe, this afterglow, is telling us that, yes, the universe definitely did come from a very dense, hot state. Now, whether it was as small as a pinhead, we're not sure, you know.
I mean, could it have been the size it is now, which is this never-ending mammoth size, and for some reason elements within the universe blew up or exploded?
That's absolutely possible. I mean, it could be that, the mainstream physicists think this Big Bang was a one-off, you know. In the beginning there was nothing, then everything burst into existence, hot, and it began expanding and cooling. But as you just pointed out, it could be that the Big Bang was not a one-off. You know, possibly it was just, I mean, maybe there were Big Bangs before, maybe there were Big Bangs in a greater universe, you know, maybe we're just in the region where there was a big explosion 14 billion years ago.
Right.
You know, no one quite knows. This is why the Big Bang, we certainly know that the universe began in a hot, dense phase 14 billion years ago. But we don't know whether that was the only Big Bang. We don't have the bigger picture yet.
Maybe this dark matter, for example, that consists of most of the universe, maybe part of that blew up.
I mean, this is a total mystery. I mean, you have to remember that cosmologists are amazingly confident. They're never in doubt. Yet, it turns out that only 2% of the universe can we see. You know, only 2% of what's in our universe is actually giving out any light. No, not just visible light, but radio waves, infrared, only 2%. 98% of what's in the universe is invisible. And as you just pointed out, a big fraction of that is dark matter. We only know it's there because it's pulling on the visible stuff. So we can see the visible stars and galaxies, and they're being pulled and perturbed and shifted because of this dark stuff. But we haven't got the slightest clue what the dark matter is. And we don't really know what 98% of the universe is. I mean, that's kind of like that's never emphasized, really. I mean, say you were a biologist and you only knew about frogs. And you didn't know the existence of human beings or insects or bacteria.
Right.
You know, it'd be quite difficult to speculate. But of course, astronomers and physicists are in this position where they only know about 2% of the universe.
And let me tell you, Marcus, that's not a lot.
It's not a lot, is it? So sometimes they're very, very confident, but maybe they're slightly more confident than they ought to be. But then again, you know, why should? Basically, what we appear to have discovered is that a lot of the stuff in the universe does not give out light. That's probably maybe not unusual. I mean, why should things give out light? I mean, but they just don't give out light, so we can't detect them. But this is one of the major, you just mentioned dark matter, but in 1998 we discovered something even worse. This is dark energy. You know, that 73% of the mass of the universe is in this invisible form called dark energy. Now, it appears to be a property of empty space. Empty space appears to be springy. It appears to have kind of repulsive gravity. You know, we're used to gravity that pulls us onto the Earth, you know, the gravity that pulls two masses like the Sun and the Earth together. But it turns out that most of the stuff in the universe, this dark energy, has the opposite. Its gravity blows rather than sucks. And we haven't got a clue what that is either. So now, it's an exciting time.
I'm trying to picture this for a moment. When you talk about dark energy, would it be that, let's say there's a huge planet there, but you just can't see it? You know, no light hits it, but it's physically there, or that's not the case? We're talking about something else.
Well, you could be right. For instance, dark matter. Because, you see, the thing about dark matter, there's dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter we've known about for, well, really, the first suspicions were well, you know, maybe in the 1930s, that there was a lot of invisible stuff out there. And it appears that this dark matter is pretty much, in many ways, like ordinary matter. So wherever we see a galaxy like our own galaxy, you know, there are visible stars. There's also a clump of dark matter around it. For instance, there's 10 times as much dark matter in our galaxy, the Milky Way, as there is visible stars. So that kind of behaves, it seems to be like ordinary matter, but it doesn't give out light. But a dark energy is something, so what you said, it could be, what could it be? It could be, as you just pointed out, it could be planets or bodies that don't give out any light. It could be black holes. It could be microscopic particles that don't give out light. It could be anything.
I'm beginning to think, Marcus, that these black holes may be portals to other universes.
Well,
yeah, I'm almost like gateways.
That could well be true. It could well be true. I mean, earlier we were talking about quantum theory and relativity and the fact that they have to mesh at some point because the theory of the big and the theory of the small have to combine. And I told you that the one place where we need a combined theory to explain what's going on is the Big Bang. A second place is at the center of a black hole. Because when a star, like a massive star, gets the end of its life and it shrinks to form a black hole, it shrinks to a tiny point, smaller than an atom again. So we need quantum theory to explain it. Because we don't have a quantum theory of what's called gravity, we don't know what actually happens in the last moments as that star or black hole shrinks to what's called a singularity. So you could be right. You could be right. It could be a portal to another universe. But at this point in time, we can't actually tell.
How close do you think we are coming to finding out about some of these mysteries that we're talking about tonight?
Well,
10 years, 20 years, 1,000 years? What do you think?
I think we're enormously privileged to be alive today. I think that most people in history would have killed for the kind of information we have about our universe. We can see to the edge of the universe. We can see to the horizon around the edge of the universe. We can count all the billions of galaxies. We have a pretty good idea that it all began in the Big Bang 14 billion years ago. And really ultimate questions like, what was the Big Bang? What happened before the Big Bang? What's beyond the edge of the universe? What is time? What is space? These are really big questions. But we have a realistic chance of answering these questions within the next 10, 20 years.
Well, that's
amazing. I think we're in an incredibly privileged time to be alive.